All right, welcome back. We just had an amazing session about mental health. To just quick recap, we talked about how Nancy went into a depression. What helped her was having a strong community of friends and family and significant other. And we finished off by saying, if you do need help, feel free to reach out to any of us. We're going to tag ourselves on social media platforms. You can stay anonymous. Whatever help we can provide, we'll do. We're not professionals. But also, Nancy had an amazing quote. I will just let her say it again. Because it just...
Not to put you on the spot.
It just encapsulates everything that we want to say, but in just like in one sentence.
So if you were to fall into a depression and you were brave enough to seek help, basically model whatever you would want in the person helping you to be, and be that for others. Say, if you're like a person who likes to open up and confide, be a person who's approachable, who somebody can come to, etc. Like,
thank you. Okay, so this was brought up. She's in junior year in college. She's about a junior, 2 more years to go before she graduates. But she gets out of the depression. So now you're about to graduate and get into the market.
Yes.
Tell us through that.
So I had an amazing friend in college. Her name, I won't say her name, but she really helped me, coached me into like marketing myself to companies. Because now I was back in the groove. I now care again about my school, my studies. I care about my future. I care about my future career. And the best way to do that is to seek an internship. Try to find an internship, try to build those connections, and try to get to know people in your profession that so that when you graduate, you potentially have an offer.
Right.
So I start networking. So we would have career fairs.
Shout out to that friend.
Yes, shout out to you. You know yourself.
Yes. And then she helped me build a resume, and she helped me... she helped me through, because she had already done internships in the mining industry. And then she was like, okay, I don't think you should do this. I think you should do that. What kind of industry do you want to work in? Do you want to work underground? Do you want to work in an open pit mine? Do you want to mine? What type of metals do you want to mine? Like, where do you want to go? Because the industry is big. There's different mines. There's gold mines, copper mines. There's like... coal mines, whatever. Mm-hmm. Think about the type of job you want to have, the type of company you want to work for, and then search through those and then narrow it down like that. See, she really was like a mentor. Wow.
So at this time, you're a junior?
Yes.
Okay.
But she was in senior year. She was about to graduate. And before she departed, she was like, hey, Nancy, I want to help you out. I can see you're struggling. And she's African too, so shout out to her. And she's like, you're my sister from the motherland. I really want to help you. I can see you're struggling in this area. And I know you didn't do an internship.
So you need one.
I think you need one, especially if you want to stay in this country and work in this country. You want to have some sort of internship to kind of see what's out there.
Yeah.
Because school is school. There's only so much they can teach you.
Right.
So you need to actually have experience outside of school and be more marketable. And then she really coached me through that, helped me through that. And finally submitted an application. I have submitted multiple applications. But I even got interviews. I started getting phone interviews. I was like, okay. I started going through the first interview. Second, I'm like, I actually might get this thing.
Yeah.
And I actually finally did. I got an interview. I got an offer for that summer. And I was like, yeah. I'll take it. Whatever.
Oh, wow.
Put me to work.
Back up a little bit. Yeah. For internationals. We don't just go work.
Yes.
What was the work permits? Did you know any of the work permits?
She took a deep breath.
We can't just work.
You can't just...
go find a job.
Glide through and then go find a job. We have restrictions. As an international student, you... have to have what's called a OPT or a CPT, depending on if you're still in school or not. If you're still in school, you need a career practical training. That's what they call it.
Curricular.
CPT, right?
Yeah.
And that's like a work permit that's temporary for that summer or the spring or whenever you're doing your internship, and wherever you're doing it at. But then there's a caveat. If say you just started college,
yeah,
and then you, by the grace of God, you find a job or an internship, yeah, and then you go through that.
Yeah.
But if you're in a major where later on after graduation, and if you were to have a job, you would apply for that OPT.
Yeah.
If you keep up having multiple CPTs,
yes,
it slashes your chances of getting an OPT that's extendable.
Yeah.
But if you're in a STEM field.
STEM field. So they say you normally have already used up your OPT during school, because the CPT is just a small thing. It's if you use it more than 12 months, you're not eligible for
your OPT.
Because it's like, okay, you've already used
it.
So make sure if you choose to use CPT, use it less than 12 months.
Yes.
And make sure, please.
And usually, otherwise, it has to do complements at whatever you're learning.
Always.
Right?
Yes. They can even grant it to you.
Because if it doesn't. Did you get credit, or was it just like...
I did get credit for it.
Okay.
Yeah. And you have to submit, like, in writing, how it's helping you progress in your career, how it's preparing
your major,
you. So you do extra work for it. It's not like homework. It's not bad, because it's just few sentences.
About. Yeah, I think it was a weekly. Something. You didn't do that?
I don't know. Don't put me in that spot.
Even for my CPT, because I was also receiving credits for it. Yes. It's like, seriously, it's a class that they enroll you. Your advisor enrolls you in that class. And then they give you like reports that you have to submit. And you have to talk about what you did.
And how it relates to your major.
For everything you've done that week or whatever, bi-weekly, you always have to relate to your major. Or is there a class that you can point to say this was the course in class? And that I'm practicing it. So those are the things you submit.
And for your CPT. I know we talked about CPT, but did you know all those caveats when you got
Again, that's where community comes at play. Community, you guys were my community. Don't forget, because at that time, I already knew you guys, right? Yeah. I knew you through my significant other. So we started becoming friends, starting interacting.
He was probably already working,
by the way.
He was probably already working.
Yes, you were working.
I was coming to visit.
We were learning from you. You would come and tell us, my guys, by the way,
please
don't do this.
Work with your resume.
By the way, don't share this on your resume.
For my first interview in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
I drove from Virginia. I came to sleep at Fiston's house.
Yeah.
West Virginia? Really?
Yeah, West Virginia. Yeah, because Pittsburgh is 1 hour away.
1 hour away.
And I had an interview. And I was preparing. They were in school. They were coming from school. They saw me. They said hi. They were like questions. Wow. Like, yeah, I got an interview. I came back. I was so disappointed. And I told them the struggle. Like, I would open up and tell them, like, this life, please just get an internship before you graduate. Because what I'm doing now, I even have an internship. I had an internship, but it's still hard for me to find a job, even though I have this. Because as an international student, once again, we've talked about it previously, about how the sponsoring is even harder on the employer as well. So you have to make yourself marketable. I feel like your friend... say, hey, you have to find a way to be marketable.
Yes.
That's why you have to appeal to these companies to say how they need to apply for that sponsorship, because you've marketed yourself. You have all these tools that you have attained through those internships. Whatever you can do as an international, if you're trying to stay here, please do the work while you're in school. It will be easier. Welcome to the struggle. You can still figure it out, but...
And it's a theme. It's becoming a theme. Like from previous guests we've had, Kelly had a study abroad experience. Hubi was talking about the same thing. Junior year, do an internship. Otherwise, it will be hard for you.
Yes.
And then Nasi is also telling you the same thing. As a junior, start thinking ahead. Maybe as a sophomore, start looking into what companies, what you need to do to be eligible to do those things.
Use that CPT and make sure it's not more than 12 months.
Yeah.
Cumulative, because it will add up, and then once you get to 12 months,
that's it. Your chances for OPT are gone.
So you can't work after college, just so you know.
No, because you've already used that practical training before you graduated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Okay, so you get that internship. Is it like for the whole summer? The whole 3 months?
Yeah, for the whole summer.
That's amazing. It was paid?
It was, of course. Woo! It was paid. And get this, they even paid for transportation, like me moving from one place to another, because I wasn't an Arizona resident.
Oh, you was in Arizona here?
It was in Arizona, yeah. And they
just
knew.
Just wait for the catch. Not the catch.
She got flued out. She got flued out.
Yes, I did.
And this is the same company?
Yeah, that's the same company, yeah. I still work for. Yeah.
Man. Go through the internship and hopefully people will see why. Like, it's really important for people.
You fly over here. You had never been to Arizona before. Did you know it was going to be hot?
I knew it was going to be hot because I knew Arizona is a desert.
It's a desert.
But to me, in my head, the desert was sand dunes. Sahara Desert. Yeah. Right? I thought it was, you know?
Yeah.
And then I came here, I'm like, it's hot. Yes. There's cacti everywhere. But I don't see sand dunes. What the hell?
Wait, actually, I'm not. What's that?
The sand dunes?
Yeah.
Sahara Desert. Hari, like. Sand dunes.
Oh, the movie. Oh,
yes.
So that's what it means.
Yes.
Well, hello, I'm learning. Thanks for
well, hello.
Oh, yeah, you're not cursing.
I know.
But, okay, oh, yeah. Sand dunes.
So, yeah, Mamutuke, okay. I thought.
That's what you're going to say.
A desert. Ako, navuga ko. Nago, hawa hari sand dunes, mure US. Simbe, na, bimonya on the internet. I'm like open-minded. I don't care. I'll get to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
I come to Arizona and it was hot. I came in the summer, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Summer internship. It was hot. I had never drunk that much water in my life. I drank so much water. And that's become my life now that I live in Arizona.
You were working outdoors.
Outside, yeah, every single day. So my internship was at a small mine. The company I work for has multiple mines throughout Arizona and New Mexico, and actually throughout the world, South America, Indonesia, everywhere, whatever. The internship I got was at a smaller mine. It was non-operational, meaning they didn't have an active open pit mine.
Okay.
They were still leaching.
Yeah, investigating.
Yeah, trying to extract copper from whatever's been mined previously.
Oh, yeah.
And also trying to reclaim what's previously been mined and try to re-establish that area into like a visually appealing area, repurpose that land, basically.
Yeah, okay.
So they were going through reclamation and also leaching. Leaching was still active. No go at mining actively, day to day. Leaching is like, once you finish extracting the material from the top, some of it goes through a different process to get the copper out or whatever mineral you're extracting.
Yeah.
Had different processes going through. Mm. One of them, to extract copper, you can mill the material, can go through a mill, and then it goes through a smelter, or you can crush it in smaller sizes.
Particles.
And then put it on a stockpile where, when we say we're leaching it, we're throwing acid on top of it. And then the solution that collects from degrading that material that's on that stockpile gets collected, filtered through, and then you can get your mineral out. So that's what we're calling, when I say it's getting leached, it's basically it's on a stockpile and acid on top. They're pouring acid on top of it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting process. Okay.
Yeah.
So you talked about copper, and you talked about how your friend told you have to choose which mineral you have,
so
you want to work in.
Yeah.
How did you choose copper?
I looked into the biggest open pit mine.
Oh, smart.
She was
I knew.
I
didn't care about the mineral we're mining. I was like, as long as I'm not going underground.
Gold. Yeah.
Yeah, there's actually big gold mines.
Yeah, sorry.
And
no. I just missed it. Yeah, that's what
don't
I'm going
to
go
get me
into
that.
Sorry,
but actually, the way we extract copper and gold is pretty similar.
Oh, so if you have experience with that, then you can transition.
Yeah,
to
actually,
it.
I can go to any mine with my experience.
Tokyo-ish.
Now, I can,
Tokyo-ish.
Like we say.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you looked for the biggest company that was.
Yeah, I looked for the biggest open pit mine.
Nice.
The biggest open pit mine is the one I work at right now in Morenci.
The same one you had in internship.
That's the largest. No, that's not
the same
one. I interned in a small mining town called Miami.
But it's the same company.
It's the same company.
Okay, that's what I just said.
Yeah,
same company. Yes.
Yeah, but this mine that I work at right now is the largest open pit in North America. It's huge. Wow. So if you ever get a chance and you're interested in to visiting Morenci, the mine, not Morenci town, Morenci mine. You never visited the mine.
It was interesting. We saw it from afar.
You didn't see it.
Yeah, it wasn't
trust
enough.
Me.
Yeah.
It was
huge. It's a huge. Big mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I did research into it. Biggest, like largest open pit mine in the U.S. And then I fell onto Freeport. I was like, oh, okay, I'll apply.
Freeport, if you're doing mining.
Yeah, Freeport MacMoran. It's a wonderful company. I love it. And then I saw Freeport MacMoran, and I applied. And as an international student, I mean, when you're applying, they're asking you which site you want to go to. I said,
any.
Multi-site, any. Take me to any.
That's an easy choice because then this person, if you qualify, then it's
open to
exactly.
You can go to the location. Yeah.
Wherever you fit, they put you there. And as long as you get a foot in, the rest is through networking, hard work, and being smart about how you interact with people and how you present yourself.
You're the first person we've had who had an internship that changed into a full-time.
Yeah, they became like a
really?
Full-time.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. After college, because you did in the, like, you had 2 years before you graduated.
Yeah.
So they waited for you and gave you the offer. They gave you the offer, woo! And you just had you had a job before you even graduated.
I remember, man.
I was happy for you though. But I was like, what?
He was like, must be nice.
Must be nice.
But I was glad because I'm like, this is what I meant in terms of please get your internship
the
ahead.
Because
I listened to what you were saying. Every time you would come, you'd say, hey, try to find an internship.
I wasn't crying. But I was like miserable from interviews, the rejections every day. And then I come to West Virginia. Please.
Don't be like, same way you drilled it into us. In the same way I drilled it into my brother.
Good.
And he even went to greater heights.
Yes. Man, listen, the same way.
You guys should interview him too.
Sheesh. If you agree, please come on the BM pod.
Yeah.
Who?
Jesse.
Oh, very soon. I know you're watching once again. We're talking to you.
Yes.
I'm coming. But so you looked at the Freeport, got the internship.
Yes.
What was the interview process? How did you
even
prepare
for the
interview?
Was it long
this
process?
Is not embassy.
It was like
was
your 45 minutes.
45?
Your mom is not there.
No, but remember, my life, my future depends on me.
No pressure, right?
No pressure. So I did what I did best. I researched. I looked into the company. I learned them from the anything that was available about Freeport MacMoran.
You
I
did the
got
same.
It.
You that's what I said because you made fun of
me. I do not. did you do the same?
No, because it's like one of our previous episodes. I said like before I went to my school.
Oh, you did research?
I read the school packet.
Oh.
Read the whole thing.
You receive I-20 and it has the thing about your historical.
I did.
About
so what am I doing for my U.S. My embassy? So he was so surprised that I memorized some
would
things
you read that?
For my embassy interview.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is how you get ready.
So you did the same research.
I'm the type of person. I love information. It's out there and I found it. I'm going to consume it. So I did my research, learned about the company, when it started, how they came about, how many mines they have, where are they located, what type of mineral they mine, how big are they in the industry,
hey.
How many people they employ.
Wow.
I read everything that was out there to find. What's their standing on good faith based minerals, you know, some minerals, you know, in international markets, you gotta have a permit on certain minerals and show that they were mined with good faith,
ethically mined.
And I learned about
you cared
all that.
About that.
I do. Oh. It's my responsibility as a miner.
Mm.
Yes. Yes.
Mm.
And
especially
job.
As an African, knowing what people in the Congo go through, it's my
that's
responsibility
virtual.
That I have the knowledge, the skill set to do it ethically. I should also work for somebody that also cares about that.
Wow.
Cares about fair pay, fair labor.
Gashora to the world.
At that age.
Gashora to the world.
Shout out to you.
Gashora to the world.
Not to take anything from her, though, but she's also that type of person.
True.
Always has been. So
very fair. Yes.
You, like,
I stand corrected.
There's a reason, we're learning from you. There's a lot of priorities we have that are different, but anytime we talk of, and you talk, you raising ethical questions or ethical things, we're like, oh,
never thought about, think about
that. Remember, nobody chooses where they're born, which family they're born into, their financial means.
Right.
So I feel like when you know better, you gotta do better. If you have the knowledge,
gem number two.
If no, it's my responsibility as a minor. I don't think. I mean, there's only so much activism that I can be a part of.
Right.
Realistically speaking, right. In the world we live in, there's so many injustices, left and right.
Yes.
Front and center. Hey, I have an iPhone, and I know what they do to get minerals to build this iPhone. There's only so much activism and righteous activism that I can perform. But knowing the responsibility of my degree, of what I can do, the skill set that I have,
that's
who I
part.
Can work for,
yeah.
The least I can do is at least work for somebody who has the same, who has alignment in how to treat people, right? How do we treat people who live in these communities where we mine these minerals? That advance our technologies, our societies. How? Do they really care?
Damn.
Yeah. So I feel like it's a personal responsibility that I have
to
carry.
I'm speechless because I'm trying to see like at what point have I ever before applying to a company, like how ethical are they? Like what do they support? Like
I
don't
feel
think
like,
I've looked at that ever.
I feel like because of my profession,
because
of my degree, I have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, understanding of
mine. I'm sure like not everybody in your company does that though.
I don't think they do. I don't even know if they do. But the company's core values and what the company stands for, they do care. Because Freeport had mines in Congo. They sold them because they tried to go mine in the Congo. They saw
how it's going on.
Yeah, they saw
kids.
I don't want to speak for them, but as an employee, it's my responsibility to know what the company cares for. And I know that they care for how minerals are extracted in that country and the standing. So we had to pull out. So, and I'm proud that they had to pull out.
You're proud of your
company? I am proud of
them. And you stand with your
yes,
company?
Yes, it's a big corporation. Yes, I'm just
it's
a little person.
America.
Yeah. Yes, I'm not trying to be like, you know.
Yeah.
But
Once again, you're playing your part.
I'm playing my part, and I know they're playing their part
due
too.
Diligence,
and that's why I'm proud to work for them.
Mm.
And I know that they care for me.
Give her a raise.
From Gashora to Freeport.
Mama, we made it.
Oh my god.
Okay, so you got your internship. You go back
interview,
to West Virginia.
Interview.
No, my bad.
Oh, my interview.
Yes.
Oh,
you said it was 45 minutes.
Was
yeah.
It was like 45 minutes.
It was one?
It was one.
Just one round? That's
one
nice.
Round. Okay. One round of interview. The rest of the communication, it was just going
email.
Through the motions because then once you go through that, even to set up that interview, I had to talk multiple times. It wasn't an official interview.
Okay.
It was just coordinating when is a good time,
when,
which
they
day,
blah,
blah, blah. They
had seen your resume. They can
they
see
had seen
the
my
summer.
Resume. They were interested in me as a candidate, and they wanted
what'd
to see.
What'd you put on your resume? Because you had no other prior experience.
I did. We didn't talk about that, but I did.
Oh, wow.
I did. When I first came to the U.S. in 2014, and I didn't know what to do. And remember I told you the light bulb went out. I figured out what I wanted to do. When I went back home that summer, because I did go home that summer.
Yeah.
After my first year, I went back home and I had to go and I had an internship with Horizon Limited.
Nice.
Yeah. Which it's like a construction company.
Okay.
Yeah. They build roads in Rwanda.
Okay.
And then they also have a what is it called? Like a
mining department?
Kinda.
Yeah.
They have a plant where they make the concrete, and they source out the rocks. They crush them. They have a process. It's like a plant that transforms whatever raw material they get, like rocks.
Wakajira beto.
Wakajira na nuzi baitanguchi.
Mabuye.
Yeah, asphalt.
Oh,
an asphalt plant in Chile.
Hey.
Well, at the time they did.
Yeah.
So that's where I did my internship.
Nice.
Yeah.
For how long? For the summer?
For the summer. Experience in the real world, kind of they don't have. We're still trying to build. Nanga, no, so after resources, Zoguhim, but our interns.
I was gonna ask that. What do you feel about unpaid internships?
I feel some type of way. If it's a big corporation that has the resources, they should pay the interns. Okay. I could feel small. They can barely make it.
It's dona.
It's dona. Unfortunately, if they have the means to, they should definitely invest in that and pay their interns. Because we never have incentive. You could go, wow, I want to work for this company. Right? Yeah. But at the same time, Nangari will say,
Babishobara. And real quick, the company that you currently work for, I forgot the name. I apologize. Freeport. Did they have a... internship program, or were you the only college student that that was there, or was it like multiple college students that had to like apply and get into that program?
They had an internship program. They still do. They have an internship program.
Mining company students.
Wide. Yeah, mining students, geology students, even people in accounting, even people.
Okay,
cool, yeah. It doesn't have to
different
be
departments.
Mining specific. They have different departments.
Even in computer science, whatever. Okay. It has to be civil engineering. All types of engineering, because you know the mine doesn't operate just because of mining engineers.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Different departments.
They have different stuff they need to build.
Exactly.
Somebody has to sell the mines.
Somebody has exactly. Somebody has to be. Yeah. Somebody has to be a liaison with the markets. Yeah. We need accountants to do the books,
build websites, and maintain them, and.
Yeah, so it's a big company, so doesn't have to.
And they still have those internship programs.
They still have internship programs. Okay. By the way, I just learned that there's a Rwandan who's starting an internship at Morenci next week. So, yes.
Were you the channel to Freeport?
No, but somebody who knew that I work for Freeport, my cousin, she reached out and told me that because she knows the guy who's coming. She said, oh, by the way, there is somebody who's interning at your company. Would you be willing for me to connect you guys so that you help them around? I said, of course.
Look at you being out there, being the person you want.
Once again, community.
Yes. Mm.
Networking.
It really helps.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like you have your internship. It went well, I'm assuming, and then you went back to school.
I went back to school. I finished school.
And how was it?
Tough.
How was it? Like you transitioned from like being...
My first paycheck. You guys, let me tell you. Like I've never seen those many zeros in my life.
Wow,
that's my money.
Yeah,
nobody else earned money.
Earned money.
I worked for
earned
this money.
Earned money.
I'm like
not parents given.
Not parents. You know, parents.
I'm
parents
big fish.
Give you with an expectation to manage it.
Of course.
Well, to utilize it.
This is
well.
Mine.
With how do you say strings attached?
Strings attached.
This is my spend as I want.
My parents didn't know that I had this money.
Excuse me.
Well, I told them eventually. And the first
did you tell them how much or just tell them like
I didn't tell them how much I didn't tell them how much I didn't tell them how much but I did tell them I did get paid.
What was the first thing you bought, like I want to spoil myself, like, I want to do something, like I did all this work, I want to guess, do you remember what the one thing that you feel the most proud that you got, that you can remember?
I don't think
this paycheck
for myself.
Okay.
Oh, what'd you do?
I saved it all up and I helped out my siblings.
She out here acting like a firstborn.
Yeah.
But you're guilty.
My firstborn.
You do your part. I gotta give you your flowers. He does his part too.
I did buy a nice pair of shoes.
This is my first paycheck.
I did buy some Converse at the time. It was Converse shoes that cost me $100. I was like, hey, I never paid that much money for a pair of shoes.
Baller.
Yeah. Hey. I felt proud because I was
It wasn't the last time either.
No. My taste has grown as the zeros have, you know, added up.
She said tax bracket has been upgraded. The tax bracket was upgraded.
Oh my God, this is good.
Okay. So now, you go back to school. How do you feel after doing an internship? Like, do you feel invigorated and motivated to just, yes, okay, now, like, oh, I've been exposed, I see what I have, yes, learned in school, how it applies, and I know what I can do, yes, after school.
And remember, they don't tell you immediately that you have a offer.
Yeah, but it was hired. I'm saying, like, you're probably like, oh, this could be something that I could do. Like, yes, maybe not this company, but somewhere else.
And funnily enough, like, even in my department, they were so surprised that I got the internship.
Really?
What? Why?
Now they started noticing me. My professor started feeling,
oh, wow.
So because remember, this is the deep, this is West Virginia.
Mm.
Yeah.
They don't take, if it's not shown to you, or you don't experience that racism or that prejudice, let me call, mm-hmm, it prejudice, mm-hmm, let me not, you know?
Yeah, Ruby explained it well.
You experience it in different ways. People, yeah, start looking at me differently. Oh, she's smart. Oh, she landed an internship with Freeport. Oh, now she's worthy of our attention. We can talk.
What?
About, I was the, yeah, only woman in my graduating class. The only black girl. The only girl. Period. Wow. And to put it into perspective, these guys didn't care about me. And I didn't care, mm-hmm, for them either, right?
It was like,
because,
yeah,
I knew.
No love lost.
They're no love lost. They're going to end up in a coal mine. I'm not. Right. I'm never doing that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So already mentally, I knew they're not going to be my peers, because, mm-hmm, I'm not going to end up in the same companies that they will end, mm-hmm, up in.
Yeah.
They don't treat me with respect. They ignore me, which is fine. I'm also able to ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be my peers. Again, I'm going to be polite. I'm going to be decent, but I'm not going to go the extra mile to try to be their friend, because they're showing me they don't care for me.
Yeah.
Right? So,
so you, I'll just do that.
So
switch.
I come back. How did they even know that I had an internship?
I was gonna ask,
I don't know. Probably my professor.
Recommendation letters, maybe?
In the CPT program.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, you know, word got around in the department. Now all of a sudden, they're,
everybody's like,
me,
hi, Nancy.
Yeah. I'm like, do you even know my name? I don't even know yours for sure, but what's going on here?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I started feeling this attention, and it started making me angry.
Why?
Oh, so all this time, like, oh, I've been here.
All these years, now you care? Wow. I was, yeah, like,
is this about students or like instructors as well?
Wow. Everybody. Even, wow, the head of the... Some professors I can excuse, because some professors interact with students.
Mm.
They're not all prejudiced all the time. But they show that they care, because you're in their class. They want you to succeed. They want you to retain information that they're teaching, blah, 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 right? It's not all the professors. But some of them, I was like, not you too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Did this, okay, affect you? Like, I know you just talked about it. We haven't necessarily touched on it.
Mm.
Did this, like, throughout college, did any of that, those prejudices that you called, did that affect you in any way? Like, not just in college, but like throughout, I mean, not just in class, but throughout your college.
I was aware of it.
Yeah.
But again, I was lucky that I had community, people from back home who could relate. So, right, I could go back after class. We could meet up for lunch or dinner,
yeah,
and we would talk about things. I was like, oh my gosh, people
forget,
in my class are,
you still
so
have friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had your own home, basically.
Had,
here,
yeah,
home away from home. Home. Yeah,
I had people that I could be around who would like me for me, not because they're wanting something from me. I was, mm-hmm, able to make some friends outside of that community for sure,
mm-hmm,
but it always felt like
you were not missing much.
Yeah.
You had everything.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. It didn't affect me like that. I was aware of it.
Yeah.
I was like, I wish that people could
not
be like this, but
it
is what it
is.
Yeah.
I still have my friends, my community.
Yes.
Well put.
Yeah.
So you go back to school, and then fast forward, graduate, unless there's anything that happened before graduation that you would like to mention.
No,
but okay, you graduate.
When did you get the job?
Yeah, when did you get like the offer to...
So I got the offer, I think, 4 weeks after the internship.
Hey, you might... I want to know what you did there. Because like, she's a junior. They're going to wait for you, like you said.
Junior?
They're going to wait for you. Like,
no, they didn't wait for me for 2 years. They waited for me. I was a senior.
Yeah, yeah. But like,
I was going into senior year.
Yeah,
which is...
But they
were
still waiting,
yeah,
for you for a whole year. Like, hey, we want you here.
Yeah.
And...
Did
not
they worry about the OPT sponsorship or anything? Did they
That's move? They well, that's what they had to wait for. That's why it felt like they waited for 2 years.
Yeah.
Because by the time I graduated, my OPT application took 5 months. So they expected me to start work like in May.
Yeah.
Say, I think they expected me to start work after graduation. I didn't start work until September.
But they were still waiting.
They were still waiting. I was, and imagine it was September 2019 before COVID.
Ooh.
I kid you not. I didn't have enough experience to retain the job, my job, because my company, they started cutting back. But I was very, very lucky. I was part of a team that was very important, very crucial. So they didn't do cutbacks in our team. We were already small enough.
We thank God, though.
I went through COVID. Man. Not unscathed, but in professionally, I didn't lose my job.
That's amazing, because like amazing. There was a lot of like cutbacks and
because
like for your job you have to go in person. There's no working from home, right?
No, we did have to work from home at the time because we didn't know what COVID was. Remember?
Yeah, I mean, like everybody did it for like 3 months.
Yeah,
at least
no,
for
we
me.
Did that for
I only did it for like 3 months,
that.
And then I went back to work. Yeah. I've been back in office since July of 2020.
The team I was working with at the time, they never went back to work. They are fully remote.
Oh wow.
They do occasionally go to work when they have like conferences
sites.
Or they're working on, they go to visit sites, or sometimes they even go to, there's an office space in Tucson that they can go to. At the time I was based in
Tucson.
Oro Valley, Tucson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man. Graduation in May.
Graduation.
But
you
guys already have
there.
A job. Oh,
sure. Man, that was amazing, though.
That
was amazing.
Beautiful to see.
That was amazing.
You were one of the few people that I've saw that had no worries about what's coming because you already have something lined up. Yeah,
I remember, like,
beautiful.
The speeches of, like, the parents and everything and taking
the
kids
combined,
with one of our other friends.
Yeah.
And I just, when I left there, I wanted to go back to school.
What?
Just,
bro, so you can have the same graduation?
No, I just felt so motivated. Like, the pride in all, you could see on the parents' faces. Like, oh, this kid has been through X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
And this Nasi has been such a great daughter.
Your mom cried.
Yes, I cried too.
There was a lot of emotions. And there was a lot of dancing too.
Yes.
But like, man.
To be honest with you, I'm starting to understand why speeches are really important.
Mm-hmm.
And I always want to give one every single time now.
Yes.
Because I just want to be grateful and just be intentional in saying it.
Yeah.
And tell you guys, like, hey,
give
this
us
is
our
it.
Flowers.
Like, yes.
We're still
like,
here.
Seriously,
yes.
I want to thank you for inspiring me. I want to thank you for doing this for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be the man I am if it wasn't for you guys. So I enjoy speeches because once again, coming back to that mental health, there is sometimes where we forget, and it's always jokes.
Yes.
Blag is our remote.
Or just drinks. Let's go for drinks or just hang out.
You,
but you never talk about serious stuff.
Yeah. When you take a moment to give a speech, I will always want to give a speech every single trip we
between
take.
Maraso ya
you're so happy you in the moment and you just want to express it.
Yes.
Immediately, like, hey, let's talk about
and
this.
Now, when you go to Nijam, it has to come out. I have to say
you start even understanding those words.
Yes.
Like,
why
am I thinking about it? But I don't
it was so
say
corny
it.
When we were kids. Now I can understand.
Ndibuka, any graduations we attended? All the parents always highlight the community.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I remember. Like any graduation that I attended, like to his or to Fiston's or to
any
of our friends.
Mm.
Like the parents would see how close and tight we were. Like we have people coming from all over just to celebrate, and they were just like you could see that like how proud their work was. They were like. I didn't know how my kids were going to turn out away from home.
Yeah.
And then you have built your own community. Like, we done did it, man.
Yeah.
We keep doing it, but we done did it.
Yeah, we're really proud of yourself for having done that, for having been vulnerable enough to build friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People to support you. Because, you know, that's what it takes. People seeing that, you know, they can relate to you and being your genuine self and somebody also being their genuine self and you not judging them for it. you guys accepting each
accepting
other.
Accepting the differences.
Yes.
Because that's what makes, you know.
That's what makes life interesting.
Community.
Imagine if everybody was like me. I would be sick of myself.
There's a reason, to be honest, there's a reason we always say special guest. And yes, each one is a special one.
Yes.
Because you're unique. As you can start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Everyone's journey from Kenny, Igor, Kelly, Ruby, and now you,
mm-hmm,
each one has had a different journey.
Different path.
And you can see how they navigate through it, and that's what makes you special. Mm-hmm. So how do we embrace ourselves to accept that we are special the way we are? We are unique.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one Nancy.
Only one
Jado.
Only one Christian.
Only one. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there's multiple names, but yes.
That's why kind of, I was like,
learn how to pick.
Yeah, how do you say,
which one do I pick?
Yes. The Kwaza Christian, there's only one. There's a lot of Christians. But so how do we embrace this journey to just be ourselves? Because this is also part of being here in America or being abroad. You start realizing how each and everyone is different.
Yeah.
Even when you come to this US, you see how everybody is different. Even the culture.
Yeah.
And you started liking, if you had whatever you had rejected, you start appreciating things. So
yes,
how do we continue to bring this special that we have, each and everyone, not just whoever we bring on the... How do you embrace your uniqueness and how do you continue to build that on? Because with social media, though, especially when you start seeing how people are posting and you try to, like, why is that person posting? I'm behind or I feel like this way.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're not really behind.
It's just you.
But yeah,
you're
it's just
path.
You. You have
your
own path and you get there. So bring the life from within and don't let it be dictated from the outside. So
I feel like
create
that's
life
a
from
constant
there.
Lifelong journey.
Right.
It's not something that happens once and then you continue doing it. It's something you work at
every single day. Right.
Yeah. As you learn, as you grow, learn about your quirks, your values, your non-negotiables, your boundaries. Just accept yourself as you are, but also with the intention to grow and evolve every single day. Because you know,
grow.
Yeah.
And evolve. Continue.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, yes, in college. We started when you asked me about college,
yeah,
I went through so many different phases.
Yeah.
Even when I started working professionally in my career, the person that started Afreport is not the same person I am now. And learning has, you have to embrace learning as a lifelong journey. You're going to keep learning about your world around you and yourself.
Yeah.
Because as you go through something, it can change you.
And your perspective will change.
Yes, perspective changes. Even yourself, you can change.
Yes.
And as you change, you need to learn to embrace the you're becoming.
Yes.
Not be ashamed of that.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a good segue of what I'm about to ask as we're getting towards the end. Mm. We've talked about the old Nancy. We talked about like our college life and path and journey, and now like in the job market and working. What's next for Nancy? We have talked about like what's some of the dreams that Nancy wants to do 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. I know you're a planner, so I'm sure you probably have some things, whatever you can divulge or like indulge us in.
Yeah, so we briefly talked about my other passion, my other interest. So
midwife.
I am working towards a plan to go back to school and become a midwife. But I also, you know, life in the U.S., pursuing different goals. Right now, I'm in the process of getting my green card approved through my company applying for me. So before that stage is complete, I really can't do much. There's not much wiggle room around, right?
I'm committed to
this path. I have to see this through. Once that's done and out of the way, I need to evaluate and go back to the drawing board and come up with a new plan.
Mm-hmm.
But I know in the near future, I want to go back to school, become a midwife, eventually open up a birthing center or even work at a hospital. Who knows if I might even open up a hospital. My dreams are big. I can do whatever, right? But
may it come to fruition.
Yes, amen to that. Ultimately, what I want to do in life is help women give birth. But also, I don't want to sacrifice my dream and my current career. Being a mine engineer is wonderful and great. It gives me great purpose and fulfillment. And I don't want to let go of that either. And why not? I can do both.
Well, hello.
Yeah.
I can do both.
She can be multifaceted.
I can.
We talked about H1B, sorry.
Yes, thank you. I was about to ask you, like, hey, go ahead. Because I know, like, that's a very important topic.
Yeah, you had OPT.
Yeah.
They waited for you for 5 months. She's worth the wait, by the way. So you can see she's still there.
Thank you.
And yeah, oh, thank you for being you. So they waited for 5 months. Yeah. You got there with the OPT in September.
Mm-hmm.
When did they apply for H1B? And did you know about H1B?
So I reached a big milestone in the company. So at the time I was in my second or third year, let me remember, definitely my third year,
yeah.
I believe, 2021, second to third year.
Yeah.
So I had moved from Tucson to Morenci because I put in for a transfer. And I asked to be transferred to a mine because where I started was the Central Mine Planning Group. Where they oversee and support planners at each site, which is why I was able to work from home.
And that's the one in Tucson?
Yes.
Okay.
I wasn't truly based at an official mine site. I was part of a team that supported other planners in different sites.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, this is like long-term planning, long-range. That's what we call it, long-range planning. And it's very broad. They look at the next 20, 40, 50 years, the life of the whole mine. Mm-hmm. So they plan for that. Right. They see what resources should we put in place to make sure that we continue having a resource and not depleting our reserves, whatever. So it's a long, I don't want to get into it too much.
Too technical.
So yeah, I put in for a transfer. I finally got a position. There was an opening at Morenci. At the Morenci mine. So I was like, yeah, take me. I do an interview. They accept me. I go. And then I transfer to Morenci. And then, unfortunately, I couldn't get a place to live at. So I was commuting an hour every single day. Basically 2 hours. 1 hour to go to work, 1 hour to come back. Those were the toughest
after like a 12-hour shift, right?
Years after a 12-hour shift.
Sheesh.
Those were the toughest years of my life. I did that for like 2 years before getting an official apartment.
Yeah.
So the company has some company housing near the mine.
Yeah.
But the number of employees, because remember, this is the largest open pit mine in North America. We have so many employees and there's not enough housing for everybody there.
Yeah.
So once you get hired on, you can go on the wait list for a house. Yeah. You can choose to live in a one bedroom apartment. There's different options.
Yeah.
I put my name down and I had to wait for 2 years to get something.
So is that what you were commuting?
That's why I was commuting. Man. The closest place I found that had a decent place to live was an hour away. Man. And it's in Safford.
That's why I
was working for the Morenci mine, living in Safford, even though the company has a mine in Safford, but that's not the one I was working at.
Yeah.
I was working at Morenci. So fast forward, I moved to the Morenci mine. I live in Safford. I commute. I start a position where I'm in a department that has the highest stress level I've ever seen. People watching out for other people. People watching out for other miners. So we had radars in place. We were using satellite data to monitor the movements of the slopes, the integrity of that. And in one of the positions I was having at the time, I was the slope monitoring engineer. I was the one analyzing
radar data. The what again?
The slope monitoring
engineer.
So I was monitoring the big slope, fish. The integrity of it. So remember I told you, risks. Open pit, we mine from top to bottom.
Mm.
And we extract the top. We do it in benches. We have to have like stability of slopes.
Mm.
What we call the mining benches that we leave behind as we go deeper, they are at a specific angle. And if you're building roads beneath, you're drilling, you're shooting, energies going into those walls,
yeah,
creating some instability. You have to have systems in place to make sure you're watching out for the people going down below in the mine, yeah, in the pits. So part of the some of the departments that we have in place, we have a slopes department, and there, those are the people that watch out for the rest of the people working in the mine. Uh-huh. So I, my position was watching the radars, analyzing the data, using the monitoring systems in place to make sure that we keep people safe. If they're going in an area that's not stable, we call them out on our radios, and we had systems in place to, like, you know, keep them safe. Yes, it was highly stressful. Even when I was off, I wasn't technically off.
Your mind wasn't.
My mind wasn't. I would have dreams about it sometimes. Yeah, it was nerve-wracking. Anyway, one time I really helped out and I saved people right on time before a big failure. My bosses were very impressed. They were very happy with my performance. And then a week later, I heard that they were applying for my green card.
Wow!
Man. Oh, I didn't say about H1B. H1B, it was like kind of like a normal process. If you have international workers and their performance is above mediocre, it's... they automatically apply for you. Where so you are performing.
Wasn't like a lottery system for you guys?
It was a lottery system, okay. But for you, for the company to apply for you,
you have to
you
be
have
like
to have some sort
a
of
great performance. Employee.
You have to good. You have to be, yeah, a good employee, work, yeah, well with others, show potential that you're a good asset to the company. Then they can apply for you. So it's not a special thing because they applied for my H1B. Yeah. No. But it was a special thing
for the
that they
card.
Applied for my green card.
Oh yeah, green card is, wow, a long process. They pay, but and they also have to justify how,
yes,
is this person
eligible,
only,
for,
yeah,
this,
eligible for a green card. And that and among nobody, yeah, among even the citizens, like,
yes,
nobody else can do her job.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, showing how
that,
special.
Yeah, I did. So I was a high performing employee. Decent, not too high, not like the most
you
amazing.
You're that girl.
Yeah,
but when I did,
they
when I was
for you 5 months,
when
you
did
you
all of that,
ahead and did all that,
you were like,
course,
yeah, I did,
yeah,
that.
Maybe
at home, you were like, I'm that.
You can tell us, we'll be happy for you. Let's say it.
Yeah,
actually, we'll tell you.
Wow, a week later, like, they were like, yeah, we are playing.
Yes,
for
my boss, man, was like, congratulations, this was amazing. Keep it up, keep doing.
May
the great
I,
work you're doing, and
may I ask, like, how long has it been since you started that process, and how
it's been
how far,
long?
How far along? Because I'm trying to, like, get the folks context. How, yeah, long? Like, hey, depending on, you know, what category somebody goes,
yes,
into, how long does that take?
Yeah,
what's the process? Because I know we always like to, like, people ask us some questions about, like, those,
yeah,
that,
oh, yeah,
process.
Yeah,
yeah.
Process.
So
to whatever you can disclose.
Yeah. It's been, today is in 2025, right? They started applying for me in 2022.
Yeah, so it does take time. So,
and I'm still not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's multiple
probably
steps.
Another year or two before I,
yeah,
can get it.
That's
depending on how everything goes
the
with
this
current administration. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's another topic,
yeah,
we'll have to touch.
Every time we get a new administration... sometimes
the
they change the
they have different policies.
Times.
Yeah,
yeah, because of different outlooks and different policies, it kind of changes as you go. Yes, they cannot deny you because you're already in the system, already in the process of applying, but they may change the processing times. They may change the rules around next stages to come. So
yeah,
it's always a big what if. What if
what
they
if,
change
what
this?
If,
what if
what
they
if.
Change that? And as you're going through it, you have to have a tremendous amount of patience.
Yes.
Because you can't control,
you can't,
or plan some of that. It's just,
there's no way to plan around this, is there? Mom knows.
Learned.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's great.
Woo, this has been. Do you have anything else to ask or get into? Do you have any other topic you would like to ask either one of us or?
No,
about?
I just want to keep encouraging you guys to keep doing this. This is great. It was like a great look back through my journey, and it actually makes me appreciate how far I've come. So thank you for doing this.
No, thank you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank
you guys,
yes,
so much.
Yes.
My family.
Yes, for
my
real.
Chosen family for life.
Extended family, for,
yes,
sure.
We're grateful for all the guests we've had. You, Ruby. Everyone has opened up a different space or they have taught us something else that is different. I was going back, Ruby. So we very grateful. Yes. Shout out to you for the previous one. Kuko wavuze ibintu natwe byatumye dutekerezaho, like
n'umunyarwanda at the end of the day.
And we're learning how to add subtitles. Kuko there's a lot of people who also reached out, saying like, how do we get the different version?
Yeah,
we understand. We're learning as we go, but we appreciate all the feedback we've received. We appreciate all the people that continue to give even encouragement.
Yeah,
we appreciate all the guests. Nancy, Ruby, Kelly, Igor, Kenny, Umva.
And more to come.
And more to come. We cannot wait to go. But we feel more, encouraged to continue what we're doing.
Yes, we do.
We are happy and we trust the journey. My guy here.
For real.
We got this. Tuzakomeza. Continue to learn. Be patient with us. But Ariko, your feedback are very encouraging. And we love it. Yeah. And we're learning as we go. Please. And we continue to bring you more guests. Different perspectives, different journeys. Once again, each and everyone is special, and that's what we want to show. That way you can trust even your journey and embracing it. We're thankful.
Yes.
Gratitude.
I don't know if you want to have if you have any final things to say before we close this.
No, just thanking you guys for taking the time, flying out here, coming to visit.
Much needed. Yes,
so thank you so much. This is one of the best things I ever look for, like I always look for every year, getting a chance to see you guys, because we only do it once a year or something. Oh, when am I gonna see these guys again? So I really appreciate you guys doing this and taking the time to even learn about my journey.
Yeah, it's been amazing. We didn't know about each other, right? 100%.
So I'm glad that we, even during those trips that we can organize, we can always take a moment and do this. So thank you for being here,
because it was supposed to happen earlier than this, but it finally happened.
It was too much fun last year.
That's also another thing, like learning how to be in the moment. Sometimes you don't want to jinx it because how people are happy or how people are interacting. So you just go with the flow. But I'm glad we were able to do it the second time now.
Yes.
The other one, it was an amazing time we've had. We always have a fun time with these people. So it's been a beautiful thing.
That being said, appreciate you very much for staying with us for these last few parts that we're going to release that you watched. We hope you enjoyed the conversation. Please leave us a comment, something else you would like to see, positive or constructive feedback on what you would want to hear more, different topics, and engage in our social media posts. If you want to be a guest, please reach out as well. And I always want to finish out by saying subscribe, like, do all of that. But most importantly, the Borderless Minds podcast is here as a networking tool and community. So we are your outreach program. We can get you connected to some of the guests that have been here. But we also can help in ways we can be able to. At least we're not professionals in different all things, but we would like to be a community for those who don't have their own community, for instance. So please keep reaching out to us. We'll keep things anonymous if you want them to, but we're here for you, and we appreciate you for supporting us throughout this, and we got more coming for you. Thank you.
Thank you.